The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on the YouTube video, and you can find me in a podcast later. That's all available at thetruthisfunny.com. I'm so happy to have the show this morning. It's Nuggets of Wisdom from my book. And I am taking callers. I know a lot of you, I'm getting lots of emails. There's been a lot happening for a lot of people. I've had some people email me also. We've had, you know, people that have had, you know, some pretty difficult things to deal with in the last week. And so those are the people I tend to hear from. So. And then I've heard some from really amazing some of my clients. And so I like to keep this show as light as possible, but at the same time, I want to share information and not but, and at the same time, I want to share information that you guys want to know about. And also, so, you know, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to hear from you. I want to know, how are you doing out there? I'm very, very blessed. I talk to people from all around the world. I do a lot of personal consultations. I've closed all my live events down, and I'm really considering actually closing my live event down for September just because I'm so excited about the online program that I'm working on, and being able to bring that out to all my students around the world is requiring quite a bit of focus. And so I just wanted to share with you today the nugget of wisdom that I wanted to share with you from my book. This book, I wrote it 5 years ago. And at that time, it was an accumulation of all the experience that I've had up to that point in shifting energy. And also, I had studied with psychosomatic therapy, which is the study of what the emotions and the thoughts do to the human body and to the face. And so I took all of this information, accumulated it, studied quantum physics a little bit, sacred geometry, to get the basics of understanding how is it possible that we can actually connect all as one. And that's really important for us right now as a whole, because, you know, Zach, my producer, and I were just talking about, you know, how I had to ask myself, I had to check three times, is it Wednesday? Because I've been working some really long hours getting this online program. I'm getting the structure set up. And unfortunately, if any of you have been, if you have booked a session with me, private consultation, or you are about to, and you don't receive a notification, please let us know, because we're working on this on the website, and the team at Transformation Talk Radio has been working on it with GoDaddy, our server. And I think we fixed it, but we aren't 100% sure yet. With all the upgrades to the technology, because so many more people are using the internet at the same time. And then with, you know, just it's causing shifts in my website. And, you know, it's good because we're going to update it then and take care of for in the future. So this just sort of seems to be the way the energy is right now. It's kind of like on any given day, you know, when we're under, I feel that for this nugget of wisdom, I wanted to really talk about external forces, because I feel when I talk to my clients and I talk to my students, etc., I find that most of them are handling this whole thing quite well. Like they're, you know, I always get a baseline from people 0 to 10. And a lot of the people that have been hanging out with me over the years, you know, they're usually around, you know, a 10 being press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and zero being I'm totally neutral to this. For varying reasons, people have fears. And so I'm finding with my clients and my students that a lot of their fears are dissipated as they look towards the future. I always say, like, if you want to have a strong future, you have to participate in it. And so during this time, it can be really challenging to stay on track and to enjoy life, like to just enjoy it. And everything is so different. And for someone like me, I can handle this quite well. And my students and that can, because we've been working energetically for years on being able to sort of tune in collectively. And on some level, although maybe we wouldn't want to admit it sometimes these days, we are all connected and we are all one. So be nice out there on social media. you know, there's a lot of external fears out there. So generally, I'm going to read from my book here about external fears. But I just wanted to also, this book, I just got to find the page. Here we go. And then this, my book, I actually, when I decided to put this information into a seminar, I called it Call to Dance because I felt the calling. And layer three in my Call to Dance seminar is actually courage. It's called The Hustle. And in this one, we talk a lot about external forces. So external forces, what I mean by them are external forces are positive and negative life experiences. Sorry, my kitty's in the way here. She just loves this. Like, she's just like, wow, I'm so happy we're having the radio show today. So external forces are positive and negative life experiences that people encounter as they navigate reality. And we can compare external forces to snowflakes in a snowstorm to better understand how they affect the collective as well as the individual. And so this is what I shared today. This is from my layer three manual, as I said. What the EFA, the A is only if you're Canadian. So what I say about snowflakes, you know, what we want to know is who, where, what, why, how, where, when, when is this going to be over? You know, so all of these questions, these snowflakes, when I talk about snowflakes, it's kind of like if you picture your authentic self triad. If you think about yourself as being not a human being with a soul, but you're a soul traveling in this human body, you have a body, soul, spirit. And when this body, soul, spirit triad feels balanced, people are more likely to make strong choices regarding their future and not get so upset about what's going on around them. And so these external forces, I do compare them to snowflakes. And so I'm just going to read a little bit from my book here. So snowflakes, like people, come in all shapes and sizes. Every flake is unique, yet all of them have fundamental structures in common because every snowflake has six sides. If you compare external forces to snowflakes, they seem insignificant on their own because anyone can put up with a flake or two. However, they do gain weight as they accumulate. If they become too heavy for the roof, they can eventually weaken and collapse a person's house. So a nugget of wisdom for the vector for today is let go of history, govern yourself, educate yourself, celebrate yourself, and be the best version of yourself that you can be. And this is a fabulous, fantastic time for that because it's so challenging. Have you noticed? So when there's challenges, there's all these possibilities hidden in those challenges. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more when we come back about how we can take advantage of some of the information that I'm sharing and use it to sort of get more of a strong footing for an idea of where you want to head into the future. Because it's kind of like an open book right now in many ways and a closed book in many ways for many people. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. We're live on Facebook. We're also going to be on YouTube, or we might be on YouTube. I'll have to ask that. And we will be on YouTube later, I know. And 1-800-930-2819. Call in. Love to shift some energy for you. I know it's a beautiful, beautiful day here. And a lot of you are probably out and about already in your gardens. So enjoy that if you are, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. 1-800-930-2819. If you're out and about or you're at home and you just really, really wanted to shift some energy around something. And if not, I'm going to happily assume that you're out and about enjoying some good weather. Things are loosening up a little bit here where I live in the Okanagan Valley. And so there's a few more people out and about, I've noticed. I still haven't ventured out there because I have this beautiful backyard. And I was just telling Zach, like, I decided, if not in a pandemic, when? I'm going to take up topiary. And so I'm working on this giant 25-foot hedge right now. And I'm going to share some pictures on Facebook, along with some of you are aware, and I forgot to mention the last few shows, that I'm part of the bee project for the bees in the community. And it's like it's called Border Free Bees. You can go to borderfreebees.com or .ca. I can't remember right now, but one or the other. And Border Free Bees, it started off as a small project here where people planted flowers for the bees and plants for the bees and the hummingbirds, et cetera, all our pollinators, because as in the spring, when they come out of hibernation, they're quite, they need food. And it's really challenging for them if people pick all the dandelions and they also turn all the soil, the bees have a really hard time surviving that. And so I started this huge project, 150-foot fence on my property, and I've been working on it for, 7 years now, but in the last 3 years, and I've got ivy growing up along this 150-foot span with all these beautiful, beautiful clematis with big purple flowers right now. So I shared some of the flowers on, but I got to go out and take another picture of them because they're just amazing. Like from being from Saskatchewan, we couldn't grow clematis like that, so I get very excited. But these are some of the projects that I'm keeping myself busy with, is just enjoying my yard, enjoying the sunshine, getting some vitamin D. It's good for the immune system. Getting out, getting some exercise. That's really, I know people are tired of hearing that, but it's important. And for a lot of people, if they're cooped up in the house, you know, eventually the plans that you had maybe to stay fit, et cetera, can slip away. So I just wanted to strengthen that for everybody, that you cannot turn the situation that's a negative into a positive, but we can actually grow from this experience and learn from it and be better versions of ourselves. And so that's what I've been working on. Also, as I said, putting this program together as an online program. But one of the most exciting things I have to say that is going on in my life right now, and I'm really, really pumped about this, is that I already have these bee irresistible telespods, and I've been working with people for years now on these calls off and on when I have time, and I get really good results, but I wanted to work more on the face. And now that I've managed to survive two Saturn returns, I figure I'm going to start working on more on youthfulness and for people right now on health, youthfulness, vitality. And so I was thinking, okay, if I'm putting together a course, an online course for everybody, and then I want to go and take a course and find out what it's like to take an online course now, because it's been several years since I've taken an online course. For me, I've always felt that I love to meet people in public, but I'm really excited about this now because I still plan to meet with you guys in public when we're allowed to again in larger gatherings. But in the meantime, I thought I can use the online program, and then when we come together at my seminars, I'll share the latest information. Everybody will already be aware of how to do it. And then we can work on specific things that people want to work on at that time. So I just wanted to show you this. This is my logo for face yoga. So I decided I found a program that I've been wanting to take. I just love Fumiko is my mentor. She's an amazing woman, an amazing mentor. I'm learning so much about business. I'm learning so much about online programs. I'm learning so much about the muscles of the face, expression and that. And so this feels to me like that missing piece, that to integrate my energy work with my psychosomatic therapy work, and then also pulling that together so I can do a face reading understand it psychosomatically, understand the underlying musculature to improve the ability of the face to perform. We are all capable of having a bad face day. So this is what I'm doing now. And I will have passed my teacher's certification. I think it'll be around the beginning of October. And I'm so pumped because then I'm going to integrate this into my telespas and into my energetic shifts. And so, yeah, that's what I've been up to. And so they, part of their course was to empower us with the marketing. And so I've learned so much. And this is my new logo for Be Irresistible Face Yoga. So that's not up yet. It won't be up for 6 months, but I just had so much fun doing it. I thought I got to share it. Zach, it looks like we have someone on.
Yes, we have Marie from France. Marie, you are live.
Hi, Marie.
Hello, Colette.
So good to hear your voice.
You've got advice and about your garden and projects, and including face yoga. I'm phoning actually because of my father. He just got diagnosed with arthritis. Mm-hmm. And we'd known he had hip pain for some years, but somehow that came as a big blow to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you want to know what's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Around that, it's kind of funny in a way, but not really. What number are you at?
With the fear and everything together, 8.
Okay, so I've noticed this with a lot of people right now, that it's kind of like everybody's kind of looking for somebody who knows what to do. There's so much information. It's just like, and so there's a lot of people on this planet that consider the government to be like their daddy, their parents, someone to look after them, mm-hmm. keep them safe, keep them happy, keep them healthy, keep them educated, etc. But as we know, government is actually, and that's what this is about. Government is actually how we govern ourselves, because the government is us. We, the people, are the government. We elect people to be the government. And so how we govern ourselves is going to affect how we choose people who govern over everything, and then taking that further out. And so part of that I'm finding for a lot of people, the reason I wanted to talk about these external forces is because if you have just like a snowflake or two, like I said, it's not bad. But when you're expected to behave as if, hey, everything's just normal. This is the new normal. No, this is not normal. This is our current situation right now. We have a joke when we come out of ceremony that when you are, we call it the new normal, because once you are aware, you cannot go back. And so a lot of people are really, and I've noticed this with a lot of women that are my clients, etc. It's kind of like they're feeling like a lot what you're feeling. Which is kind of like not knowing, like losing the father figure, like losing.
Yeah, my mind hops into the fear of losing him.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a passage every girl goes through at some point. And I think it's pretty cool. Like, how old are you? Yeah, you're a grown woman anyway. You don't have to tell us your age.
I turned 39 again last year, so.
Okay, perfect. But, you know, a lot of, there's always a point in every little girl's life where they look up at their dad and they think, oh, he's human. He's not a superhero.
Yep.
And you just hit that point.
I'm not sure if I'm there yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's about. It's kind of like it's so comforting to think, oh, I can, you know, I can ask my dad everything and my dad will know, and my dad won't, you know, like my dad's perfect. My dad never makes mistakes and my dad, you know, he knows what to do no matter what. And now the thought of, oh my God, my dad's falling apart is what's coming up. Where's the arthritis bothering him the most? Marie?
Pardon? What about
where is the arthritis? Where's the pain focus? Like where does he feel?
Oh, I see. Yes, in his hip.
Which hip?
I think it's the right side, but I can't remember.
Okay, so the right side is about being a man, like masculine energy, moving forward. How old is your dad?
Oh, he was born in 46, so he's 74 now.
Yeah, he's about to approach three quarters of a century. So we're going to, his age is coming up weak. Do you have time to hang on through the break? And then when we come back, we
absolutely
can shift this a little bit more. I feel like we can shed some light on this for a lot of people. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're going to be right back at 1-800-930-2819. I am taking callers. I am shifting energy. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about arthritis and what some of the underlying energetic causes of that are, and also maybe how we can alleviate some of the emotional pain you're feeling and actually some of the physical pain that your dad is feeling. We'll be right back.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook, we'll be on YouTube. And we are talking today about external forces and the effect that, like, this whole thing that we're going through as a planet, some of the effects that are happening, good and bad, positive and negative. And Marie phoned in from France, in Paris. And so, Marie, are you there still?
Yep.
Hello, Marie. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yes.
So Marie found out that her dad has a diagnosis of arthritis, and for some reason that hit you really emotionally. And we were talking before the break about how a lot of people we look up to our dads when we're little for all the answers all the time. And now a lot of people are looking up to the governments, and a lot of times people look up to doctors, lawyers, you know, professionals for advice. And they don't seem to be able to, any of them, be able to give us the same advice, strong advice, whatever. And so this is affecting all of us in a much bigger way than a lot of people are really traumatized right now. And so what would be like a small thing, like, oh, my dad was diagnosed with arthritis. Some people right now would be saying, who cares? Arthritis, everybody's got arthritis, you know? But for you, it hit you really, really hard. Like it may as well have been like your dad has a heart problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just hit you like, oh, this means like my dad is not going to live forever.
Yeah, and, precisely.
And you can't, also is he in a different country right now?
Yes, exactly. So he's far away, can't see him yet, and he's also then also can't yet access medical services that he needs.
Okay, so this is a common problem. I had an emergency yesterday with a client whose wife went into he woke up and she was having a major seizure. And of course, all the hospitals, the good news is, that if you do have to go to the hospital, they're all empty. So you won't have to wait around. She got in right away. She got the scans done right away. Everything was looked after and, you know, she's already home. And so that's the good news, that now that they've closed all the hospitals down for the virus, the hospitals are empty when you go, a lot of them in these centers. I'm not saying everywhere. I'm just telling you this was in Saskatchewan and here. This is what people are saying. So what country is your dad in?
He's in Canada.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to this, because arthritis is actually not, a lot of the time, arthritis, you know, it can also encompass many things like fibromyalgia and that. And quite often when people have arthritis, it's because on an emotional level, they're holding anger. And what happens is when the human body gets like slowed down, like it's kind of like a stagnation that happens, you know, in the systems. And a lot of the minerals, et cetera, will settle in the joints. And it's really interesting. Like if you do psychosomatics and you really look into it, different body parts will come up. Differently expressed pain, like the pain is expressed for different emotional reasons or different thoughts people are having, financial or whatever. So you said it was your dad's right hip. Now this is traditionally like considered like masculine energy moving forward, so it's not surprising that a man who is at the age of like approaching 75, three quarters of a century, we're just going to strengthen him to that. And what's coming up for him is honestly, he feels like on some level, like he never thought he'd see this. Like, he's never, like, he just has no context to put what's going on into, like, he doesn't have any way of really putting this into context and understanding how, as a 75-year-old man, he is supposed to behave through this to support everybody. Part of it. He doesn't, it's this, this energy in his hip of not moving forward. Does he have jaw issues at all?
Not that I know of, but I have tension in my jaw a lot that cracks out.
Okay, because quite often, like, the hips and the jaw here are related. And okay. So it's coming up from him that part of it is not knowing what to say to make you feel better, actually. I'm getting that. How does he describe his pain?
A good question. I haven't thought of it like that. I can't remember the words that he puts to it.
Because quite often people will say aching. And so if, arthritis symptoms will cause an aching in the body, what happens is you get this accumulation of waste. And it's like broken down cells, cellular waste. And we've got, like, I hate to break it to everybody, but we got a bazillion, if there's a word, germs, bacteria, viruses in this physical body all the time. So those accumulate sometimes in the joints. And if there's enough stagnation in the system, then it becomes inflamed. And that inflammation then attracts parasites. And when parasites move in, then parasites, they eat and they poo. And so that causes more accumulations in the joints.
Okay.
And so that's kind of like, and so it's kind of like the inflammation on an emotional level comes from anger. So we're just going to strengthen this for everybody. I couldn't hear you, sorry.
No, I just said,
Yeah. And so we're just going to strengthen your dad to being able to move forward in life, take strong steps going forward. We're going to strengthen him to his age. It's really common for people at 25 to have the same weaknesses to their age as someone who is at like 50 at half a century, three quarters of a century. These are milestones. So especially 75. So we're going to strengthen him to that, because the reason for that, the reason it's coming up so emotional in many countries, 75 is kind of the average age that a person lives to. In North America, right, is what's coming up for him. And so we're just going to strengthen him to that, that, he can go way past the average age. But see, then that would require for him to have something to look forward to. As human beings, that's what I'm getting from your dad in particular. That's what keeps people young, is like, doing new things and that. And that's why I'm saying to people, we're kind of like a bunch of old people that are really, really stressed out right now. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to exercise your brain by taking up something that just brings you pleasure and joy. It's really important for people right now. Not really important. It'd be very beneficial for your dad to find something that keeps him moving. And so we're just going to strengthen him that. A lot of people who experience arthritic pain, it'll run through families. It generally, the mitochondria, I'm correcting him to that. The mitochondria of the cell, which comes down directly from the maternal line, quite often will hold a lot of anger. Like, that's where it's held down the family line energetically. So you're laughing about that one. So we're just going to strengthen him to that. When you get in touch with your dad now and you think about him and your feelings around this, does it feel the same or does it feel different now?
Just in those last few seconds, it went 6, 4, 2, take off.
Your dad's a superhero. Remember? Stella says, yes, I agree. So that's good. You're neutral to it now. You realize that this is, once you break it down, what I did energetically, I was grabbing these things that were bothering your dad, which were bothering you. And then as they come up, I was focusing on your midline and taking the energy and just, it's kind of moving it out for him and for you and for everybody listening in who's experiencing arthritic pain in their body right now. Thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller, I think, Zach, do we? And we have to take a short break here in a second. But Zach, I'm just going to get the caller from you first.
Sure. We have Julie from Ottawa. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Julie. We're going to take a short break right now. If you just hold on, we'll come back. Can you just tell me really quick before we go here, what's bothering you?
I was like thinking about my dad with the last caller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk to you more about this and we'll see what's going on with all the dads out there. Is it Father's Day coming up? Yes.
Soon. Somewhere in June. Yeah.
Okay. That's part of what's coming up. Okay. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook. This is my co-host Stella, who's decided as an essential employee that she's actually going to show up late for work today. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about external forces and how it's affecting people. I have a caller who's waiting on the line. And so, Zach, we're going to put her on. We've got little Stella here. She's pretty chill. She's saying, hey, everybody, just chill out. She doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. Silly girl. Okay, so are we there, Julie? Right.
Hi, yes, I am.
Okay, so your dad, what's going on?
Yeah, so I've been caregiving for my parents. It's his right leg, and it's got like scratches, like he's like scratched it up, so it's like scabbed up, and I guess it's the blood. The scratches. So yeah, I'm just wondering what's going on.
Is it on his calf?
And all along his leg.
And in the front more?
More in the front.
Pardon me?
Yes, more in the front.
Yeah, I'm just getting he'd like to give someone a good kick in the butt. Like a few people. How old is he?
I think he's about 86 this year.
Mm-hmm. Is he functioning at a regular level? Like, is he sharp, no, or is he kind of half in and out?
He's half in and out. He's got some dementia.
Yeah. What's coming up is like, so people with dementia and people with, like, it's similar to being, like, with children with autism, et cetera, that have been diagnosed as such, that they're very sensitive to what's going on to the collective. And you see this, like, you and Marie from Paris are living proof. Like, where do you live?
I'm in Ottawa.
Yeah, and so here you are in Ottawa, and she's in France. And both of you are experiencing kind of like this concern about your dads. And it's been coming up for a lot of people this week. We're just going to strengthen him to his age also, because your dad is on his third Saturn return. Like when you're born, Saturn comes around. You come around and you're back where you were born. And it takes like 29 years. So your dad's done that three times now. And Saturn is like, we got all these planets in retrograde right now. And Saturn is like the Roto-Rooter of the universe. So if what's coming up for your dad right now is he's moving into this place where he's clearing a lot of energy. And what a lot of people refer to as dementia, I would refer to as one foot in and one foot out of different realities or planes of existence. And so we're just going to strengthen him to that, the times around him, but I'm getting that he can really feel a lot of the nervousness and the anxiety around. So are you able to see your dad?
Sorry, you're able to see my dad?
Yeah, is he in a home or anything, or like you actively caring for him, or is he kind of in lockdown somewhere?
I'm in the same house as him, so I'm in lockdown with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what's coming up is in Ontario, they just had a horrendous. I had to take a social media 4 day or so little break. A social media break, but I just noticed that there was, there's been some really bad news about the way senior citizens were treated in some of the senior citizens' homes in Ontario. And I haven't watched it or anything because I don't need to. I've already been there, done that with my mom 10 years ago when they locked us out of her home for 3 weeks to protect her from the flu. And I never saw my mom awake again. I got a phone call. She was, we would phone and say, hey, here's the ginger ale and that, and drop it off. And they wouldn't let us in to see her. And we'd phone and they'd say, yep, she's doing fine. And then we got the phone call. She's in a coma and she was taken to the hospital. And I managed to get back from the seminar and see her before her soul left her body. But a lot of people don't realize that at this time, this is what's happening for a lot of people, is like what's been happening, like with the senior citizens, is every year around the flu, they have a tendency to lock down like this. I experienced it with my dad, I experienced it with my mom, I experienced it with many clients. And so on some level, I understand also how very challenging it is to look after someone in, you know, that has dementia, that is that age, that you're, you know, in these times, it's very challenging. And so on some level, I'm getting that the way this is playing out for you is playing out exactly the way it's supposed to. And it's just unfinished business between you and your dad. Like, so when you get in touch with your dad right now and you think about the condition he's in right now, does it feel to you like he's in a lot of pain?
No.
Yeah, because he feels to me like he's... See, it's kind of like if you looked at him, you'd feel kind of sad that this is where he's is now. Do you have those feelings?
Yeah. I just wish it was like the house was falling apart. It's kind of, you know, it's the furniture is not great. Like it's just sort of sad.
See, what's happening for you, and this is what I talk about, your physical environment is so important. Because when things feel like they're falling apart around you, and you look at your dad and he seems to be falling apart and the world seems to be falling apart. I think it was Leonard Cohen said that the crack is where the light gets in. And so I just feel that you and your dad have unfinished business, and we're just going to strengthen you to him energetically to have really strong conversation. Does he appear like he's happy?
He's kind of more resigned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's frustrated because was he pretty able for a long time and now he's not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's frustrating. So we've run out of time, though. I just want to check in with you. Where are you at with this? Has it changed for you at all?
I think it helps us to have someone recognize what I'm going through. So that's changed.
Okay. I can tell. I am really working on this for you and for a lot of people right now, because it is very challenging to look after someone and to have the patience. And then there's this thing inside where you just, you know, you're so tired of it. You can't take it anymore and you just want it to be over. And then you think, well, if it's over, then they're not going to be here anymore. And so it's this back and forth emotional thing that you're in. So it's going to strengthen you to that you you need to look after yourself. You understand that, right? We're down to one minute here. So you need, everybody out there, you need to look after yourself and look after your emotional needs the best that you can. And the best way I can find for you to do that is to be kind to yourself and kind to others. So, Zach, we must be about 1 minute away here or less.
Yeah, we're about 30 seconds.
We're at the end. Okay. I get energetically shifting and I forget what time it is. So thank you, everybody, for the two of you for calling in. And for all of those listening, thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you, Jessica and Kim, for working on my website. And I think we finally might have those notifications going out if you didn't get them. Thank you, Zach. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And we are going to talk about awareness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.